It's Coast 93.1. Good morning. Good morning. Blake and Eva show. Your criminal pet. There's a mischievous cat named Quilty at a shelter down in Texas.
Okay.
And they put him in solitary confinement because he keeps letting his fellow rescue cats out of their cages.
Oh.
He keeps doing jailbreaks.
Oh, my God.
So it says, Quilty will not be contained, and he has no shame. Quilty loves to let cats out of the senior room repeatedly several times a day. So they Quilty-proofed the cat room by banishing him to... So he's in, like, a separate room. It's like his own room. It's
right.
Actually a kind of upgrade. It's not like solitary confinement in prison. He actually has a whole room to himself.
Right, but
it's away from all the other cats, so he can't set them free.
Right, but he's trying to do some jailbreaks.
His roommates apparently miss him while he was banished to the lobby. They enjoyed their nighttime escapades around the shelter. The staff, however, did not miss the morning cat wrangling.
They're probably like, how does this happen?
Yeah.
And they must have put a little camera in or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's Quilky. What's his name?
Quilty. Yeah, Quilty. There's Quilty. Your criminal pet, 79 Coast. What charges would they face? 792-6278. You could post on our Facebook page. You could text the word topic followed by your comment and send that to 77,000. There's a great, so Kyle's dog, Izzy, my dog, is a Weimaraner. And there's a great hashtag if you look on like Instagram or Twitter, hashtag Weimcrime.
Oh,
and
no.
It's all the Weims that have done bad things.
Right.
Because she is, she's brazen.
Right.
And she's also 12, so she's an old lady. She's just like, I don't care anymore.
Right.
You know, I don't give a you know what.
Is it mostly about food?
Oh, it's about everything.
Oh.
I'll get out of the shower. She hopped up on the bed. And she used to hop out right when she would hear me get out of the shower, so she could be like, oh, no, I was just laying on the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now
she's just sitting on the bed. She didn't even put her head up. She doesn't even lift her head up. And I'll go, Izzy, what are you doing? And she'll lift her head up and give me that look like, I'm laying on the bed, dummy. You know? And then with, like, she'll fish something out of the recycling,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and if it's like an old dog vitamin container, I get that because it tastes like treats. It's like dog treats, basically. But sometimes it'll be like an empty oatmeal carton and she'll fish it out and go tear it up on her bed. You know? And then Oscar always looks guilty every time I come in, and he's like, I tried to tell her not to.
Right. No, he's...
Hi, Coast. You're a criminal pet.
Okay. So my criminal pet is my dog, Apollo.
Apollo.
So this happened a few years ago, and nobody was home or anything, so we had a pizza box on top of the oven.
Ah.
So the way the oven is that the knobs were on, like, the handle thing.
Oh, no.
Does that make sense?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We come home, and there's ashes everywhere. Like, all throughout the kitchen, the pizza box is just burnt. So he turned on the oven by jumping up on the oven to eat the pizza.
And then he burned the evidence. Apollo the arsonist.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right, what's your name?
Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle. Thanks for calling.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Outing our criminal pets. 79 Coaster, post on Facebook. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Christina. I literally call you guys every day.
Hi, Christina.
Yay.
Well, it's nice to... I was getting worried. It was already 8:30. I hadn't heard from you. Christina, your pet criminal.
My pet criminal is my cat, Daisy. I have two dogs, Layla and Buster. I'll feed them. And my cat will eat their food and make them watch her eat. They're absolutely petrified of her.
Of course.
So they're just kind of like, Mom, get her out of there.
Right.
And they'll sit there and look at me like, why is she eating our food? And I'm like, there's really nothing I can do.
Toughen up, kids.
Right. That's funny. Daisy the bully cat.
Right.
All right, thanks for calling. It's funny. Every household with a cat that also has dogs, the cat is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Those dogs fall right in line. Your pet criminal, hi.
Morning.
Go ahead, tell us.
So, my husband and I have three Labrador retrievers.
Mm-hmm.
And we, two Christmases ago, I was very pregnant, 8 months pregnant, and we decided to make these salt ornaments.
Okay.
And so we made the salt ornaments, which are literally just salt, flour, water.
Oh.
And we made those of their paws and let them dry, and we left the house for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And when we came back, the house was covered in diarrhea.
Lovely.
Everywhere. I'm talking up the tree.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Up the tree.
Possible.
Oh. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. 7-9 Coast, your pet criminal. Oh, that's a disgusting image. I need to get some water or something. Diarrhea up the tree. How did that even happen?
I know.
7-9 Coast with your pet criminal. We got a bunch more people calling. Tell us about your pet criminal. Like Quilty, the jailbreaking kitty. 792-6278. Yeah, the diarrhea thing. Remember, Kyle called me that time. You need to come home right now. It's like, why? Is everything okay? Yeah, but you need to come home. What happened? Dogs are not feeling well.
Oh.
And he was like, I can't clean this up. That was when he put the bandana over his face to try to save the smell and then sprayed it with his Lacoste cologne. And then he was gagging on that.
You just had to go home.
And I just went home and I was like, what is wrong with you? 792-6278 or post on our Facebook page. Someone texted, guilty in the first degree of wall eating.
Oh.
Yep. What's your pet criminal guilty of?
The Blake and Eva Show.